Hello.
Hello.
Who's here?
This
Who is this?
is Kathy. Who's this?
Pat, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Who's the third person?
Yeah, I'm the first. You're the second.
Oh, okay, I thought there were three.
Oh, third? Oh, well, whoever is
No, I guess.
second, then it
Where are
seems
you from, Kathy?
Indiana.
No. What city? More or less.
Bloomington?
Okay, that's cool.
Where are you?
Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Ask
You
is a
know
lot of fun. We,
Barbasol
oh, she's fantastic. Hey, we
Ferry?
have great
She's down.
Hask. We have great Hask meetings. You don't have to join Hask to attend a meeting.
No, I know. She got me signed up for tonight, but she's a neighbor of ours, so.
Really? That's
Okay.
cool. That'd
Yeah,
be a
she
fun
just lives.
neighbor.
Huh?
That would be a neighbor.
Oh, she's awesome. She's awesome. We
Except
both have black
you have
labs.
an E at the end of old. That's so crazy. An
Hello,
E at
this
the
is
end of your.
Barbara. Hey,
Barbara, we were
Barbara, we were
talking about
just
your
talking
street
about how
name with an
awesome
E.
you. Oh,
Yeah,
talking about how awesome
don't tell
you
her
are,
I said she
Raj.
was awesome. Tell her I said she was a creep.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm stealing
So
both
I'm
of you
glad
up
you,
at
yeah,
once.
I'm
How
glad
you
you
doing,
got,
Barbara?
hey Pat, I'm glad you were able to get in, Kathy. So, all right.
Yeah, thanks for the link.
Yeah. So
Hey,
anyway.
can I ask a shop question, Barbara? You know, we have raffle tickets.
Yeah, what was it?
We have raffle tickets.
Yes, I know. Yes,
I've
I
sold
know. And
28
you.
of them.
Did you? Oh my gosh.
28. Yeah, but I have to slow down because
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry,
phone is
Kathy.
dying. Oh my gosh, my phone's dying. Hang on, folks. I hope I don't lose you.
I hope we
It's
don't lose
drama.
you either way. Finance is a little crazy right now, so I have to get back to work.
Thought
I've
this
been
was
doing
plugged
literacy,
in,
so I just
right? Will you help me,
worked
please?
hard at it. I don't know that I'm going to sell any more, but our prizes are 175 and 75. Better odds than at a casino.
Will you please let me get plugged in? Let's
Hey, Kathy, the odds are great on the raffle.
make sure this is plugged
Oh,
in.
and next one. Go, next one.
Shh.
One other thing. Hey, Barbara.
Yeah, okay. I'm fixed, I think.
Hey,
Okay.
Barbara.
Oh, yeah, go
Sometime
ahead.
I'm going to call you on your cell phone. I need you to call me back on something later.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I'll call you later.
Oh,
Doesn't
okay.
matter. It's not a huge thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've got my phone fixed, so I guess I should be able to make it now.
I hope you're
So,
there.
yeah.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Yay, we're four.
Hello, Rita.
Hi. Is Michael on here yet?
I am.
Yes, he
Hi,
is.
Michael. I'm Rita.
Hello. Hi, Rita. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Who else is on the call? Barbara and Pat. Who
Kathy.
else?
Kathy.
Kathy Tapero's here.
Oh, great. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
And I
Who
don't know
else?
who else is here. I don't know if
Well,
we have anyone else. We
I said
should
there were
have.
8 people.
Rich is here.
Oh.
They were demonstrating exercise equipment, so this is my excuse not to have to lift weights. Thank you, guys.
Somebody else said they were here. I think it was Jeff, maybe.
Oh, really?
This
Jeff, are you here? Well,
statistic if you go
oh well.
Rita,
Okay.
Rita, yeah, this is Dee. We have a total of 8 people on the line.
Okay, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Vondahar, Rich Vondahar, Barbara Townsley.
There's background noise.
And and you, and a 619-961 number.
That's Kathy.
That's Kathy? Okay.
Okay.
So okay. If we could ask, everyone, and when the speaker starts to speak, to mute their phones, because we're getting a lot of feedback right now.
Yeah. So. And I understand on Zoom call, I can't get my headphone to work right yet. I'm still playing with it, but one of these days. So I'm still using my landline, but especially if you are on a landline phone, I understand that if you're not muted, it tends to cause echoes and stuff like that. So I'm going to mute mine as soon as I introduce and get us started. So,
hey, can I say something real quick? I'm in Indianapolis, and I think I'm taking somebody to Columbus one way on Friday the 10th. If you need a ride, find me now.
Okay. All right, everybody, thanks for joining the call tonight. We might have some latecomers. Who knows? Michael Babcock is here, and he is going to explain to us about this app that you can use with pedestrian signals. So I am going to turn it over to you, Mike, and I'm going to mute myself.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for being here and listening to me. If you guys have any problems with hearing me or if I'm too loud or anything like that, please don't hesitate to interrupt me and say, hey, Michael, I can't hear you. Or, hey, Michael, talk quieter. I am here representing Eyes, AYES, which is a company that has produced an innovative AI application that's available on the iPhone, and it's available on the iPhone for use when you are walking in public. So let me go back a little bit. I first got introduced to Eyes back in July at the convention, the 2023 ACB convention. And Mikkel there was super excited because they had recently helped over 400,000 crossings throughout the United States. So what does that mean? Eyes was started in a couple of years ago because the two co-founders had a mutual friend who lost sight suddenly. He was able to see, and all of a sudden he lost sight. And one of his biggest challenges that he had was that he was unable to see or interpret the crossing signals. Now, before I get into it, I do want everyone to know that Eyes does not claim to be a replacement to your orientation and mobility skills. Eyes is just a tool that would allow you to help Eyes is just a tool that helps you with crossing intersections more safely, but nothing compares to your own orientation and mobility and awareness skills. So what is Eyes? Eyes is a tool that allows you to use the camera on the back of your phone and determine what type of signal is coming through on the crosswalk sign. That means that if the crosswalk sign, when you press that button, it says walk, or it has a green hand visually shown on the crosswalk sign, then the app will give you a sound that I'll play for you guys here in a couple of minutes that will let you know that it's time to cross. If it shows a red hand or it says stop or don't walk, then it'll play a different sound and give you different vibrations. Lastly, if there's a countdown timer on the sign, then you'll hear a series of sounds. And again, we'll go through all three of these here in a moment. And it'll give you that feedback that there's a timer. One of the questions I'm often asked is, does it tell me how much time is left on the timer? Sadly, it does not. And that's where I fall back to my personal O&M skills. And that was, if you come up to an intersection in the middle of a surge, what's the smart thing to do? And that is wait for the next surge versus relying on the countdown. So Eyes works on the iPhone 8 or newer. And I have it on an iPhone 12. And I think it is a great asset to have in your toolkit because it definitely can help with interpreting those cross signals, especially if you live in a rural area like myself where I live in Oregon, and on Friday I was on a meeting with the Oregon Department of Transportation, and they're not expecting to have fully accessible intersection lights in some areas until 2032. So I don't got time to wait around. I can't just sit for 9 years to be able to get the confidence of knowing when the light says it's time to cross. So I use Eyes as a tool that I can determine that crossing signal status and make sure that it's safe for me to cross. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples and tell you how you would use the app. I work for AT Guys as well. I wear a lot of hats. And at AT Guys, we have a new device called the Slinger. And the Slinger lets you it sticks to the back of your phone, and it lets you wear your phone around your neck and point the camera in front of you. The nice thing about this versus other lanyards is you can actually pull the phone away from your body, use your phone how you need to, and then hit the two buttons on the side, and that retracts your phone back to the position that you want. So imagine you're walking down a sidewalk with the phone around your neck on your chest or your shoulder, and the camera is facing out. You come up to a crossing and your parallel traffic is on the left-hand side. What I do is I don't turn my feet out of my line of travel. I keep my feet facing the way that I intend on crossing. And I slowly, turn my torso to the right. That way the camera is looking away from where the light or where I anticipate the light to be. And then I slowly turn my torso back to the left. And once the camera sees the light, then it will provide me feedback immediately without me having to do anything else on the application. So I don't have to push buttons. I don't have to do anything separate. I just give the camera a view of the light, and you'll get one of three different types of feedback. Now, my speech is kind of fast, so bear with me a moment because I'm not showing you something that my phone will say, but I want to give you a representation of what the sounds would sound like so you know what you might hear while you're using the OCO application. So I'm going to flick on my phone and just bear with me a moment while I get to the right place.
Feedbacks, don't walk signal, play button.
So right now we're on the don't walk signal, and this is the sound you would hear if there's a red hand or if the sign has the words don't walk on it. And if you guys can't hear this, just let me know, but I think you should be able to.
Don't walk signal.
As you can hear, it's beeping slow, and it did tell you don't walk signal. So it beeps slowly to let you know that it's time for you not to walk. Your phone vibrates in time with that beep, and you'll know once you've used the app a couple of times that it is not time to walk with that signal. Now, I'm going to go to the
walk signal.
And that said walk signal, and we'll go ahead and play the walk signal. You'll hear a difference in that, and I'll let it play out. It's going to play for a couple of seconds.
Play button.
Walk signal.
As you can hear, that beeps a lot faster, and the phone does vibrate faster to let me know that it's safe for me to walk or that I have the walk signal. Now, there's one more sound that I want to share with you, and I'm going to flick to the right twice, and it's called the
countdown signal,
which is what VoiceOver said. And you'll hear that this has a unique sound. And again, what I tend to do is when I hear that countdown signal, I'm going to wait for the next surge of traffic so I know I have the maximum amount of time to cross the intersection that I'm at.
Play button.
Countdown signal.
kind of sounds like a video game, and it gives you that descending sound, so you're able to hear the sounds that are right there on the walk signal. Now, the application is completely free. I did ask Mikkel when I first met him, well, I like free, but I also like to know, what does that mean? Because nothing is ever free in life. So OCO is funded by other venture capital funding, and OCO is looking to grow. What they are in the process of doing is acquiring new users of the phone, and that's the dog in the background here letting me know one of the boys is home. But they're attempting to get more users of the application, and ideally they want to become a sight impaired or a blind person's AI co-pilot while navigating their world, which means that at some point they hope to be working with small businesses and providing information related to businesses and getting funding from those businesses as well. But the biggest thing right now is pushing to see if people are actually going to use this type of AI companionship while walking and navigating their communities in order to get feedback from users. We are launching in the very new future. If it's not available in the App Store now, it will be this week. Availability for users to add some gamification. If you might remember, when I first met Mikkel in July at ACB conference, they were super excited that they had helped make 400,000 crossings at that point. And that had happened a couple of weeks prior to the convention. We just announced last month that we have crossed 1 million crossings. So the app is growing, and we want to provide some rewards to individuals who are using the application more. So if it's not available in the app now, it will be in the very near future, that you can start sharing different rewards that you might get after 10 crossings, 50 crossings, or 100 crossings. The OCO app is not available on Android at this time. It is only an iPhone application, and the main reason for that is because the iPhone camera and AI processing on board is a lot more reliable than other Android devices. If it did come to Android, it would come to something like the Pixel or the Galaxy devices, the more higher end that have the better cameras. So that's my real quick presentation. Again, I really appreciate you guys letting me come and demonstrate this to you. If you want to get the app, you can download OCO Oscar, Kilo Oscar in the iPhone App Store. It's a really simple interface, really quick sign-up process, and it's one of those tools to have in your toolbox. Again, not to replace your O&M skills, but to complement them. And I'd be glad to take any questions if anyone has any.
Yeah, Michael. Excuse me, I'm Pat, this is Barbara. I have the OKO. I was at the ACB conference in July and was very excited about the OKO. And I have tested it out, and it works well. It works as it's supposed to work. But here in Bloomington, I mean, you have to push the button on the pole. And in other words, the audible signal does not activate so that, like the little man that says walk now, mm-hmm. it does not show up. So therefore, OKO does not, it's, you know, I was very frustrated with the city when I learned this. So I've already called them to talk to them about, but apparently, and sometimes it's difficult because you can't always find the pull, okay, yeah. to push the button. And that's one of the reasons I wanted the OKO, is because you cannot always find the pull because they're placed here, there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's no prediction, okay? So anyway, I will be talking with the city about it. I used to chair the transportation committee. I resigned from that position in December. But I am very excited about the app. It is very easy to use, though. I mean, it's very straightforward. And so, yeah.
It is, and that's good feedback for me. So if I'm understanding correctly, because I want to take this back to the team to see if there's anything we can do to help facilitate that, but you don't get that visual feedback unless you push the button. Is that correct?
Unless you push the button on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't,
yep.
You don't get it. So therefore, perfect. OKO.
Doesn't work. You can find the button to push.
That's
so
right.
Let me take that back to the team, because I wonder if there's some ways we can help facilitate helping a pedestrian find that pole. Because again, it's using the camera, and so there may be some solutions there. So I will take that back to the team, because that's the first I've heard of that. So thank you.
And one more quick thing. All right, is it your goal to get? I mean, it's free, and as you said, nothing's really free, but. Is it your goal to get like municipalities, you know, areas to help support or I know you talked about businesses.
Mm-hmm. So that is, yes. I can go into some details. We are working on working with some municipalities to help offset the cost of the application. And we are working with some businesses and some new features to come with those specific businesses in the future. But yes, mm-hmm. working with municipalities is one of the items on the roadmap.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I heard another question.
Pat, I think you had a question.
Well, I have a question,
mm-hmm.
comment and question.
Okay.
I was involved in getting some audible pedestrian signals in our city, which is sort of a mid-sized city, not huge, but we've got them like on all the corners of the square and a couple other locations down the main drag. Barbara was talking about the button being on the pole. Now, when I've checked it out here, it beeps. The box that the button is on
mm-hmm.
beeps. So, Barbara, does yours, Bloomington's, don't have a beep at the box? That was one question.
So I can't speak for Barbara, but what I will say is that's great if you have if you don't have audible signals, but you still need to press the button in order for the sign to show the difference. And I think that might mm-hmm. be where Barbara was coming from, is her signals were not audible, so then the box naturally would not beep, but she still needed to push the button in order to get that walk or don't walk sign.
Yeah, could be.
Michael and Rita. Yeah. So the pedestrian signal that I was actually testing out on is audible, but often, see, the other problem with the audible signals, another reason I wanted OKO is because they're often not turned up loud enough to hear them. And when you've got a lot of traffic and so that's another problem too. So that's another reason why I wanted it. And, But he is right. I have to push the button in order to activate the walk or don't walk, correct?
Okay. Yeah, and talking about the volume level, I am severely hearing impaired. And even if the signal says to walk, I would be crossing US 50 that goes smack dab through downtown Bedford, Indiana, and there are semis. I can't hear the audible signal. And that's where I was like, when you mentioned that the OKO vibrated, that was like, oh, excellent.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about the countdown, you didn't say anything about that feature vibrating. Does it vibrate too?
Yes, it does. And I did leave that out. It does vibrate.
Okay.
You heard four descending tones. It vibrates on the highest pitch tone, so you'll feel vibrations every four beeps. One thing that I also forgot to mention on the OCO app, which can be helpful, especially for more busy intersections as well, is if you're wearing the phone around your neck and on your chest or your shoulder, and if you're guilty of doing what I do sometimes and veering out of the crosswalk, when the phone loses track of the signal from the light, it will stop providing you that feedback, so you know that you can immediately start correcting if necessary during that crossing too. So that might be another helpful utility of it as well.
So it could help you walk straight if you continue to hear it and feel it
yes.
as you're walking across, I suppose.
Yep. Yep.
I only hear out of one ear, and I tend to veer really bad.
So it might be worth playing with if you have an iPhone, for sure. And as I said, it's a free app you can download. There is a real quick 2-minute sign-up process. One of the big things is that you agree to the terms of service, which really come down to this is not a replacement for your O&M skills.
Right.
And once you've agreed to that, then as was already stated, it's a really simple app. There's no buttons to push. There's no buttons in the app to push. You simply open the app and then you're able to use it from there.
Okay, good. Any other questions or comments? Anybody?
Well, this is Deanne, and I'll just say that it sounds like it's an interesting app. Unfortunately, I'm not an iPhone user, so I won't be applying for it anytime soon. I am a Pixel 6 user, though.
Very good, Deanna. I will add another user who uses the Pixel devices to our list of counting of people, because we have one app developer and we know there's a desire for it on Android. And if that ever changes, I'll definitely reach out to Rita and let her know.
Well, I was going to say, in this household, you have two of us who are visually impaired that are Pixel 6 users. So
gotcha. Yeah, I'm wanting to get a Pixel 8 because I really like what Google does with their phones.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, if you guys don't have any other questions, go ahead.
This is Barbara. I'll make one more comment. Another reason why I really like the OKO, I don't know how to pronounce it. I pronounce it OKO. But is if you have an intersections, and I do, very close to my house, where you've got turn right on red, left turn only lane, you know, all these, when you hear, you're hearing traffic move, but I have actually mistaken for a turn, a left lane for a surge. So it gets complicated when you have all that going on, and OKO is great for that too. So, and that helps to clarify all of that. So
certainly.
Anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I will drop Rita my contact details when we get off of this call. And if anyone has any questions, you guys can reach out to me. And I appreciate you guys' time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking a little time to join HCBI. We welcome you back anytime. And if you guys come up with any other new technology, you know how to reach me.
Sounds good, Rita. You guys have a beautiful rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining the call. And next month, we have, I can't think. Her name is Nicole, I think, from Easter Seals Crossroads. She's going to talk about their services for people with vision loss. So be sure to join us the second Monday in, well, that's the day before Election Day, isn't it? No, that's the first one. What would that be? 13th? Does that sound right? I think that's it. November 13th, the day after we come back from state convention. We have an information station. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. When Easter Seals.
Just so you know, knowledge, we had as many as 10 on the call.
I'm sorry?
We had enough, and we had 10 participants total on the call.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's good.
I was on for a while, and then I got another call, and luckily I took it. It was an electrician that we've been waiting on. And then I and I came back on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, who else did we not mention? I don't know. I'm glad Kathy joined us.
Yeah. We had quite a few phone numbers and some of them I didn't recognize.
Yeah, I understand that.
Rita, okay. I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here, Rita. Yeah, I've been here.
Okay,
I just had my
you.
Audio muted. Yeah, I was here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you guys came on. Does anybody have any comments or anything? I mean, this was a short call, so anything that needs to be brought up, ACBI related?
No, but Don and Jerry were on the call also.
Oh, good. Okay. Don, did you get my email, you and Jerry?
I did.
Okay. All right. There's no big rush, but I just, you know, I need that sometime.
I know.
Okay. Well,
I wonder who all's planning to go to convention. Do they know yet? Does everybody know?
Yeah, who's going to convention?
I'm doing it virtually this year because my mom's ill, so I'm going to be here.
Is she in the hospital?
No, but she's not doing well.
Oh, okay. Don and Jerry, are you two going?
We are going. Mike and Deanna are going.
Okay.
I think at this point, Bill and Jennifer are going.
Oh, well, good.
At this point.
Yeah. Okay. I believe Pat is taking one of our newer members, Joe Petrie. He's in Fishers. And I think she's going to take Melissa with her.
Okay.
And let's see. Barbara and Red, you guys are going, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And Cindy and I are going. And Dolly, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What do you think?
I don't know. It depends on how Michael feels. I mean, if we can get him, you know, feeling good, better. We started to go out morning, and he just couldn't even start the car, so we came back in. So I don't know.
Well, you could always do it by Zoom if you can't go.
Oh, definitely we'll do that. Yeah.
Okay, because the deadline, you've got to get your registration in by the 19th, and you also got to get your room reservation if you're staying over there in by the 19th. So that's just a week and a half away, something like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So don't forget. So, okay.
All right. Take care.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye.